Matt Bonner from the San Antonio Spurs, vice president of the Players Union as well. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Matt, is my kind of synopsis fairly accurate in terms of the optimism that was kind of there short-lived last week versus the doom and gloom that seems to be right now over the last couple of days?
Yeah, you are pretty accurate. You know, there's definitely a sense of discouragement and frustration from the players' point of view. You know, we had the small group sessions last week, and from that, it seemed that the owners were indicating, you know, they were, you know, willing to compromise and, you know, make the hard decisions to, you know, get a deal done. And that's why, you know, Billy Hunter called in the entire executive board for the meeting on Tuesday, and David Stern had his whole, 14 out of the 15 owners on his committee present. And, you know, our union met all day Monday, you know, going over everything, making sure we were all on the same page, ready to go and you know, try to get a deal done. You know, obviously a deal that we weren't going to like, but, you know, we were willing to put forth the effort and, you know, like I said, make the compromises and sacrifices to prevent anything from getting canceled. And we went into the meeting and, you know, the owners just basically completely backtracked from what was indicated the week before and, you know, refused to compromise, wouldn't budge, stood their ground, and it was really frustrating. And as a result, you know, kind of back where we were and no progress was made.
Matt, you know, as an outsider, I kind of look at it, I see that David Stern and his guys have a plan that is going to take X amount of time. And that's why I wonder, when you look at the whole process, part of the whole process is getting the other guys excited. And when you get back to the bargaining table, and then when it was said and done, did you get the sense that it was all just posturing rather than being very genuine?
No, I mean, you know, obviously up until I think Tuesday, everything's been posturing. You know, I can't really blame one side or another for the reason a deal hadn't been reached, because, you know, the calendar was on both sides' side. That was a really redundant sentence. You know, there wasn't really any pressure from the calendar on either side. But now, you know, we're reaching the drop-dead date for training camp and, you know, preseason and approaching, you know, regular season stuff. So there's definitely a lot more pressure on each side. And, you know, through that natural pressure, we saw a window. And, you know, based on what we thought was indicated the week before, we saw a window to possibly get a deal done. And we did everything we could to prepare ourselves for that, and the owners just did not share that attitude.
Speaking with Matt Bonner from the San Antonio Spurs, and Matt, of course, the vice president of the NBAPA as well. Matt, is it fair to say right now, that at least from your perspective, that the players are negotiating in that you have presented various offers, counteroffers, options to the owners, but have the owners pretty much not budged on their original proposal, and thus they're not even really negotiating? They're saying, yeah, great, thanks for that latest offer you gave us, but yeah, here's our deal.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. I mean,
they're not negotiating.
They're, you know, there's two huge issues here. We have, the system, which means, you know, hard cap or soft cap. And for, the average fan who doesn't know the difference, if you move to a hard cap system, it virtually eliminates guaranteed contracts, which is, you know, that kind of security is obviously important to a professional athlete who puts his body on the line every night. And then aside from the system, you have the percentage of BRI, basketball-related income or revenue. And, you know, if they want us to move off that percentage significantly, you know, which we understand the times, the economy, everything, you know, we're not – I mean, people will argue it, but, you know, we understand that we both sides need to make sacrifices. We just want a fair deal. We're willing to move off the economics a little bit, thinking that we could maintain our system, and that they're just trying to stick it to us on both sides, which, you know, if that's the case, we're never going to reach a deal.
Now, chatting with Eric a little bit earlier, and he mentioned in talking to you that you're not big on the NHL deal. Now, the NHL deal, the cap was kind of modeled after the NBA getting a salary cap way back when. They do have guaranteed contracts, unlike the National Football League. I know there's a buyout provision that is in there, But what is it, I'm just curious, that you specifically don't like as a union guy about the current NHL deal?
The hard cap is probably the biggest thing. You know, if you ask any NFL or NHL player, if they could do anything, they'd regret going to that hard cap. And like I said, when you're a professional athlete, and most guys, minus the stars, only get 1 or 2 year deals as it is. You don't even guarantee that, and we have no security. And it's not something we're gonna give up easily. So, we've addressed owners' complaint, getting locked into contracts and this and that. And, honestly, it's really a very small percentage, but it does happen. And we've said we've been willing to address that and find ways to fix that problem, but within the current system we have. And we think we can do it. To them, they're gunning for that extreme measure and completely overhauling the system and going to that hard cap.
Speaking with Matt Bonner from the San Antonio Spurs, and Matt is vice president of the NBA Players Association as well. Matt, you talked about those drop dead dates. Have they been set yet? Or have they been made public? When you talk about drop dead as far as training camp, start of the season for a full 82, drop dead for abbreviated season if a deal actually gets done by that date, have you seen or heard of any of those dates yet?
Not really. I was more speculating because I know the owners are having a meeting with everybody today. So I was assuming that they were going to take what they could from the meetings last week and on Tuesday and go into that meeting and see what was going to happen with regards to training camp and preseason. So that's why I was speculating that.
Matt, I understand that Derek Fisher also sent out a letter to the players, to pretty much all the players across the NBA, and there's about 70 folks or so convening in Vegas right now to set forth the next step, quote unquote, for the Players Association, and to kind of paraphrase or put a little synopsis on what might have been said in this letter from Fisher. It sounds like he's talking about some owners that may be split somewhat on their stance and their view of the way negotiations are going and what the next step might be for you as a Players Association. Can you give us any insight or perspective into what you feel that next step might be for you and the union?
I think it's to, stand strong, hold the line. I think for both sides, time's on our side. It's going to put more pressure and make a deal more imminent as time goes by and we get closer to everything and then even start missing stuff, Hopefully it never comes to that, and that's what we're working really hard to do. We want to avoid that at all costs. I just pray the owners have that same sentiment.
Now, on the NFL front, there seemed to be a meeting of the minds that they were making billions of dollars and they had to figure out a way to split up that largesse. The NHL side, Bob Gudenow basically took the tactic that the owners weren't being truthful about things when the lockout proceeded. Now, what's if you look at it from the owner's side right now, where do you see that changes do need to be made? Where do you see them, I say, being reasonable, but where do you see that the players understand, appreciate, and are willing to try to work with them?
Well, I think all that's debatable. I mean, we can debate till the cows come home how truthful and transparent owners are being with regards to their finances. But, that aside, we understand that, they're claiming that league-wide they're losing $300 million a year. And, we're willing to address that. And, if they want to take that on the backs of player salaries, whether it's fair or not, who knows, but we're willing to address that and move them towards profitability. But just on top of that, they want the hard cap, which obviously is very important to any professional athlete you talk to. So, it's to me, it's just, I don't know. It's just not fair. They just want to have everything. And that's why we're in the position we're in.
Speaking with Matt Bonner from the San Antonio Spurs, vice president of the Players Association. Matt, I wrote the other day that from my perspective as an outsider, it would seem like if one side isn't truly negotiating, then one of the best options for you as a union might be decertification to put it into the courts. But it sounds like the word being put forward by you, by Billy Hunter, by Derek Fisher, is that staying strong as a union as opposed to decertifying is the better option. Why is that?
Well, decertification carries a lot of risks, obviously, for both sides. You know, you decertify and try to sue them on antitrust laws and take years to get through court, you know, and the end game, you know, maybe you can win triple damages in a judgment, or you can lose and you get nothing, you know, and take away a lot of the leadership, I think, of the union, a lot of cohesiveness of the union, which obviously gives us some leverage. I don't know, it's just really risky, and, you know, at this point in time, I think, you know, we're guys are standing strong, guys are still unified, you know, and we know what we want, we're all on the same page, we're in this together, and that's kind of the attitude we're taking.
Now, I know you're busy, very busy with this, and you know, this has been discussed, I've heard on different shows, and obviously with the World Championships recently, and your quest to play for Canada. And I still don't get now, have you made any progress about the citizenship at all?
No, I'm still waiting.
Are you in the witness protection program or something? We don't know.
Yeah, my real name is Fox Mulder.
Is that? But it, to the average person, it seems incredibly baffling. Do you share that, or is there some reason they're saying that it's all being tied up?
No, I think it's just, due process. The government has its process. And, I respect that. I'm trying to do the best I can to move that along and hope they approve me or whatever and I can get my citizenship.
Well, I guess there's not going to be any meaningful games for quite some time now, though, with Canada not qualifying for the London game. So it's going to be a couple more summers until there's, you know, something as far as a world championship and then thinking about 2016. So maybe that buys Matt a little more time to finally get this thing done, or should I say the government more time to get it done for Matt.
Yeah, it doesn't buy my knees any more time.
That's true. Fair point. Matt, appreciate the time today. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk again soon, and hopefully there's actually some good news to talk about at some point.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having me on anytime. For all the basketball fans listening out there, you know, from the player's point of view, we want to play ball. We love the game. We love you guys, and we're doing everything we can to get a deal done, and hopefully it comes through and we don't have to miss anything.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, thanks for having me.
Matt Bonner joining us.